demonstration. One of the students of this association took a case of a woman who had had much treatment and many practitioners, a patient dying with cancer. The student recognized the fact immediately that if the condition called cancer was true, nothing could be done about it. She said to the patient, "If this is true, you are stuck with it, and it would be foolish for us to waste our time praying." Then she said to the patient, "If it is not true, it would be just as foolish to pray over it. Now, because it is untrue, it simply isn't present. It has no presence, because if it were present, I would also have it, and I do not have it, because the only I is God." The patient appeared to respond almost immediately, and in a few days went back to her normal activity, all because this student knew what scientific prayer is. She refused to pray over nothing. She prayed from the standpoint that this suggestion, being no part of the divine mind, was no part of man. She did not attempt to find out what was wrong with the patient's thinking. She immediately went straight to God and saw its nothingness from the standpoint of God's allness. Never permit your prayer to leave heaven for earth. Keep your prayer in heaven. Become so conscious of the oneness of all being, Father and Son, principle and idea, that the knowing is mind's own knowing, mind's experiencing its own perfect self, unerring knowing, the knowing of one mind only. Prayer is shutting the door on the possibility of the problem. Become so conscious of the oneness, the allness of divine love, that the problem, the patient, the practitioner all disappear, and leave only the love of God experiencing its own loveliness. Self-forgetfulness, purity, affection are constant prayers. Think of that. Self-forgetfulness is constant prayer. This is praying without ceasing. Live your prayer. Be your prayer. Be the presence of prayer, so that your living is praying and your prayer is living. Pray without ceasing. Be your prayer. Let your very presence be prayer. All you come in touch with will feel that something holy has touched them. The 17th chapter of John is prayer, seeing the beginning of oneness. True prayer is seeing that there is no person to know or to be known, no person to act or react. We are not persons with persons. There is only love, life, joy, experiencing itself, so sweet, so gentle. Not persons trying to get along with persons, not persons trying to understand persons. Live your prayer. Just be the presence of God to everything. True prayer brings such a titanic force into being that these results may seem incredible. True prayer is going in and shutting the door on personal sense and its clamor of, "Pray for me, oh, help me." Shut the door and permit the Christ to come forward. This is prayer. So we can say, "Our Father, which art in heaven," because we know it is hallowed be thy name.